Rhonda, Rhonda Montoya, Montoya, 11863. 70-year-old woman with history of advanced dementia, peripheral vascular disease, diabetes, open wound below the knee, amputation, left side, thank you, left knee ulceration. Diabetes mellitus, atrial fibrillation, and both amiodarone and blood thinners, hypertension, constipation, gastroesophageal reflux, bladder spasm, atonic bladder, and patient ball has a chronic Foley catheter in place. Patient was evaluated today after she returned from the hospital with a bout of urinary tract infection / urosepsis. She appears to be obtunded. That they caretaker Monica tells me that this is definitely not her normal state. Thank you. She's quite. She's somewhat. Sometimes she has. She's able to speak one or two words, but this is definitely different for her. She does have a Foley catheter, and the catheter appears to be cloudy. The urine appears to be cloudy in the Foley bag at this time. Surgery a few months ago had a left below the knee amputation. There's open wound at the left below the knee amputation stump. There's also open wound left knee above the stump. Again, hospitalized 2 weeks ago with UTI. She's definitely bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, nonverbal. Most of the time has lost tremendous amount of weight. Patient's medication includes amiodarone, 200 milligram a day, Lipitor, lisinopril, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, Eliquis 5 milligram a day, Synthroid 50 microgram a day, lisinopril 5 milligram a day, metformin 750 a day, metoprolol 500 milligram, 50 milligram twice a day, Miralax as needed for constipation, probiotics, oxybutin 5 milligram three times a day, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 once a day, period. Patient social, she's single, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she has no children. Mental status is obtunded at this time, even more obtunded than normal. Blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 76, respiration is 18, O2 side 100%. Blood sugar is 118, heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs to bronchi, abdomen soft, skin shows no rash, neurological non-focal, TMs are clear. Patient has open wound left below left knee, also open stump left below the knee at the left below the knee amputation. Assessment here we have a 70-year-old woman with end stage degeneration of the brain, end stage cardio atherosclerotic heart disease, atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, hypertension, diabetes, open wound, protein, calorie, malnutrition, low albumin, constipation, bladder spasm, atonic bladder, Foley catheter in place, depression, and who appears to be having another bout of urinary tract infection. Patient will be started on Cipro 500 milligram twice a day. Patient's caretaker, Monica, tells me that patient does not want to go back and forth to the hospital. Patient will be evaluated for palliative care, will be treated with antibiotics here in the group home setting, period. If you've got a patient is not hypoxic, patient is not tachycardic, patient does not appear to be septic at this time, period. Patient also has had recent hospitalization because of urinary tract infection. And urosepsis in the past. hence the fact that patient does not want to go back to the hospital. Overall prognosis is poor given natural advancement of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.
I'm good. I'm doing great. Thank you. Come again?
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.